All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's direct impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Today is a speaker episode, and we have one of my favorite humans with us today. His name is Oliver, and he is a CSAT and an LCSW, and his practice is in New York. And I have met Oliver, what has it been, about 2.5 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, about three years, yep.
Yeah, we were in the same CSAT cohort, and CSAT stands for Certified Sex Addictions Therapist. And so we've been kind of, you know, working on cases together, kind of like going back and forth, having some conversations over the past few years.
You helped me a lot.
Yeah, and I love it. I love every second of it.
Collaboration.
And I also love the population that you serve, and our populations are similar when it comes to sex addiction and compulsivity, but they're also different in a lot of ways too. I think like the majority of your population doesn't mirror the majority of mine. And I really wanted to have you on today, Oliver, to talk about specifically being a homosexual male.
Homosexual? I thought the term was gay.
Gay, male, working in this field with individuals who are part of an LGBTQIA community who are struggling with sex addiction and compulsivity as part of their lives and relationships.
First, homosexual, that word, it's rather strange. Because the term is gay, a gay male.
Okay.
Just want to let you know. I think the term homosexual is rather archaic. My mom always used the term homosexual. It's rather odd. Anyway, so, and it's much simpler. You know what I mean? It's one syllable. What was the question?
Well, just talking about being a part of the LGBTQ community personally and professionally, and how sexual addiction and compulsivity shows up a little bit differently amongst different communities. And I do appreciate the attention that this community pays to language and how
very
language
important.
Feels. Yes. Absolutely. So I love that you've started off by saying that word means something to me.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, and especially my generation, you know, we're very sensitive to language.
Yes.
We're very sensitive to tiny little nuances that we might pick up from heterosexuals. And like, I don't know, a little bit of imitation, maybe when they imitate us, maybe, you know, it's like not cool, you know.
Yeah. And how does it feel, Oliver? What's the feeling? What's the emotion?
I think the feeling is, are you picking on me like I was picked on at school? And so a lot of my clients, more my age, feel very much the same way. The younger generation, however, and I have a client, for example, who just sailed through school because he was totally out. And majority of his friends at school were females, and they would protect him and not date guys or the jocks if the jocks picked on him. So, I think with the new generation, thank God, being gay, being part of the LGBTQ plus community has changed a lot. It's much more the norm. And when I had a group of teenagers, I was giving group therapy at one stage to teens. The one kid used the word, they were about 15 years old. The one kid used the word faggot, and the other kid says no, said, "Not cool, man." And it was so amazing to see the change in the new generation, and to see, same-sex couples walking down the street holding hands. So, but then again, heterosexual, kids, we're all born into a heterosexual configuration, although it's not totally true. I mean, if you have a surrogate and then your first memories are with maybe two dads or two moms, then it's different. But the majority of kids who turn out to be gay, and I use that word generally, are born into a heterosexual world. And so very early on, even today, I think members of the population, there is an awkwardness. There's a feeling of we don't really belong. I even like from 5 years old, I mean, I knew I was gay way back then. And when I talked to a lot of my clients, they also remember they were it was different. There was we had same-sex crushes. From a very, very early age. So, and I think even if you don't have trauma as such, like much more of my generation had, there is still that much more of a latency period in development where you don't come out, where you don't feel okay, telling your parents if they're heterosexual. But thank God, it's a little easier, and then there are a lot more resources. So as a result, when people grow up and start to move into maybe their teens, 17, 18, 19, there is still much more gay people, LGBTQ plus people, moving into drug addiction, alcoholism, far, far higher rate. Suicide is a higher rate amongst, our community. So, as a therapist, and it's very important to understand that.
All right, guys. Life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, HealthyCell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. HealthyCell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. HealthyCell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with HealthyCell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right. Click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show.
So one of the other things I'd like to ask you about, and one of the reasons I thought it was really important to have you on the show is part of what you're saying is, you know, we don't have as much dialogue about sexual compulsivity and how it shows up in gay relationships as opposed to, you know, the heterosexual relationships. And when I'm listening to season 8 of our podcast, I'm like, okay, a lot of the reference is to a man and a woman.
Right.
And particularly referencing the recovering sex addict as the male party and the betrayed partner as the female party. And I know that that is predominantly what we see, but there are a ton of other people in my practice and throughout the country where, you know, they don't come from a heterosexual relationship. I mean, that's not the committed relationship they're in. And they might not be in a committed relationship at all. And we need to have a dialogue about all of these other individuals. Yeah. So can you speak to how sexual compulsivity manifests or is even responded to differently in a gay community?
Well, firstly, it's not just looking at, it's not just a generalization of looking at LGBTQ plus people, gay men and women, but it's also looking at trans. And within that community, you know, I have had a couple of trans men and two trans men, mm-hmm. And they're a couple. So it's not just that, it's not just same sex, man and man or woman and woman, configuration.
And two trans males would be a gay partnership.
Yes, they do identify as a gay couple, which is very interesting.
Does the sexual addiction manifest itself differently? Do you see different?
I think that there is more sex positive in a way nuance within gay relationships.
Okay.
And majority of the clients that I see are gay males, so I'm going to stick with that. So I'll give you an example. You might have a gay male couple going to a club, and they're standing around and having a drink, and then this other guy starts to make eyes and comes up and starts to chat with the one gay guy, and the other guy, instead of getting, you know, jealous, which is what you would very much see in a heterosexual environment, they might say, hot guy, you know, maybe we can have a drink, get together, even fool around. And what's really fascinating is you very, very hardly, in fact, I've never heard of violence, a violent fight breaking out in a gay club, you know, and I think because of that sex positive freedom that you have, especially with gay men, you know, so that's definitely, but I think also there's, there's a lot more of addictive behavior and compulsivity within gay men, a need to self-soothe, not only with sex, but with drugs and alcohol. And so often drugs and sex are combined, especially with party, and in Europe it's more referred to as chemsex, but you know, you have meth, which is known as Tina, coupled maybe with GHB. So you have those uppers and downers, and you know, it's disinhibiting, and you know, much more sex around.
And it's usually used in conjunction with the sex act. Like they're sometimes very purposefully used together.
Oh, absolutely. Very much, especially meth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, people can go on having sex for like sometimes 3 days. Whereas,
And that sex positive piece, would you attribute that to, talking more, period, communicating more about sexuality, about sexual self, about the likes and dislikes and role that you want to show up sexually? There does seem to be more of a dialogue and emphasis on sex in the gay and LGBTQ communities.
I think it's twofold.
Okay.
I think that yes, that definitely influences, especially when it comes to, when a guy comes out of the closet, there's a definite gravitation toward other gay men. And very often a gay person will really form their own family with their friends, especially if they are estranged from their biological family. So that discussion is much more available. But I also think you have more of a, let's say, a biological influence. And that is, when a man and woman get together, generally speaking, there is much more of a moving toward having kids. And that need for the family to be protected. And so I think that it's very much one partner not wanting the other partner to stray from the pack because of this need for protecting and making sure that the family is together.
I completely support that. I feel like there's both a biological and a hormonal occurrence that is going on, which also speaks to that scenario you described in the bar where the female has an aggressive response to her male being, pursued. And part of that is because in the sex act between male and female, the dopamine creates such a bonding experience for the female, which is different in males and females. And so, like, there's a lot of this to get curious about and to dive deeper into. But let me ask you this, Oliver. I want to just appreciate you so much, the work you do, the human you are. If there was one thing or two things that you could say to gay men who are struggling with sexual compulsivity, what would you say to them?
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.
I would say there's so much hope and so much future for you. I would say definitely go to one of the S programs. I think Sex Addicts Anonymous is a wonderful place to start. There is emphasis on solution. There's emphasis on camaraderie and starting to identify with other people who are sex addicts. And get with a CSAT, certified sex addictions therapist. Lot of CSATs don't take insurance, so that is difficult for people. But then at the same time, when one looks at what one is spending on partying and play, you stop that, you might have a little money for a CSAT. But S programs like SLAW, and SAA and SCA, Sexual Compulsive Anonymous, these places are free. Put a dollar in the basket, maybe, and they work so superbly. You see, the opposite of addiction is connection. And with connection, we start to build a new neural pathway that is healthy. And we get that dopamine kick by connecting with another human being in a very connected, healthy way. And it starts with, in 12-step program, with a fellow addict. So you are identifying. And really and truly, that's the best place to start. And also going to an LGBTQ plus center. You know, there are many, many around.
Yeah, we have TransFam here, and we also have True Colors meetings for both AA and other addictive behaviors. So, yeah, please go online. But I love Oliver, that your message is hope and healing to the community, and it sounds like the recovery process is the same for all.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the ninth step in the 12-step program talks about being happy, joyous, and free. And that really is so true. And I know this by being sober for 23 years. Really, really talk from experience.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Oliver, for who you are, what you do, and for coming on the show. I will see you guys, our audience, same time, same place, next time. And if you liked this episode, please, please, please like it, love it, review it, comment on it, and share it. Share it often. I can't think of many people who wouldn't benefit from this. Educationally, physiologically, in every which way. So, please do share this episode with others. And again, thank you, Oliver, for being with us today.
Thank you, Andrea.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing and from willing to healing.